An approved worker today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for tuning into the show today. If today's episode is an encouragement to you, take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to the show so the podcast is easier to find for other coaches. Today, we're going to continue our fall study in 2 Timothy. Up to this point, Paul has spoken to Timothy about leaving a spiritual legacy and being loyal to the gospel. In our passage today, Paul urges Timothy to be an approved worker for Christ in all that he does. He says, "Remind them of these things, and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies, for you know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will." Paul begins by presenting the main point that a follower of Christ should seek to be productive. The implication here is to avoid things that get people off track, that distract them from any potential acceptance of the gospel message. In other words, Paul is telling Timothy to focus on what is important. Don't get caught up in the trivial. It's interesting that Paul next tells Timothy to do his best to present himself as an approved worker before God, one that is not ashamed of any of his or her actions. Present is an action word. This is something Timothy and every believer is to do. It is active, not passive. You cannot and will not stumble into being an approved worker. You must be active in pursuing it. If you take anything away from this passage, this needs to be it. Be active in your zeal for the things of God. Allow them to be your focus, and don't get caught up in the trivial. As a coach, it can be tempting at times to become distracted, to neglect the fundamentals. However, we all know that is a recipe for disaster. To be successful, you have to keep the main thing the main thing. You have to be active in pursuing mastery. And that's what Paul is telling Timothy. Don't be distracted, but be active in pursuing those things that will allow yourself to present yourself an approved worker before God. To do this, Timothy must avoid the trivial, the things that drag people down and lead them astray. It's such an easy trap to fall into. We're easily distracted. Think about your players and how easily they can be distracted both by success and by failure. Even a bad call can derail an entire game if players lose focus. And as adults, we're no different. The opportunity for distraction is real and ever-present. It must be battled against. But how? Well, Paul goes on to tell Timothy that he must rightly divide the word of truth. He's been taught the truth by Paul. He knew the scriptures that his mother and grandmother had taught him. The question was, what would Timothy do with them? Paul correctly told Timothy that if he wanted to be an approved worker, if he wanted to avoid distraction, he must rightly study, inspect, and apply the Word of God, for it holds the keys to spiritual victory. Often, the key to success in athletics can be appropriate film study and the application of that study in competition. Over the course of a high school football season, think about how much time is spent in film study by teams and coaches. That's a lot of time. But what good is that time if the knowledge gained from it is not applied? And that's Paul's point. Timothy, apply what you've learned. Now, ultimately, there are two options. You will either be an honorable or a dishonorable vessel. You will carry things to others. But will those things be productive? The choice was Timothy's, and the choice is yours. Paul is urging us to be vessels of honorable use. Why? Well, here's the second main point, Coach. Because we have the ability to rescue. You have the ability to rescue. It's a big responsibility. You have the opportunity to snatch those away from the allure of evil, to build them up and to change their lives, to change their family tree, an impact that moves beyond the temporal to the eternal. What an opportunity. Paul says the key to this is to be kind to all, to teach patiently while enduring evil. Now, we tend to not like that last part, but the reality is that this is difficult and it will be full of challenges. As believers, we're to expect that. Don't run from challenge, embrace it. Don't run from difficulty, embrace it. The question today, Coach, is, are you going to step up to the challenge? How are you presenting yourself? As a dishonorable vessel that distracts and leads away from ultimate victory, or an honorable vessel that is working to present himself as an approved worker, a rescuer with the power to impact multiple generations for the ultimate cause. Coach, the choice is yours. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.